day. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Jake Walker. That's me. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio from Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Do we have a drum roll in the system here?
I realize
we're a low budget show, but
right. I could do it live if I had my snare drum in
my
car.
Oh yeah, of course.
But no,
being the drummer,
I'll just give you a tabletop.
Okay. I have wonderful news.
Yes, I think I know what you're going to say.
Oh, you do?
I think so.
Okay.
But go ahead.
The John Lennon Rolls Royce is back.
It's back.
Back
yes.
in all its glory.
Yes.
Looking wonderful. Glinting in the sunlight, beautiful white paint job.
Yes, and it looks fantastic. The day I saw it, I was just like, "Oh, I know what we're going to be talking about on Monday." So, I don't have a drum roll, but I do have some applause. So, yay, the car's back! Yay. So, for those of you who don't know, it's Bayfront and Gregory. Is that the
street? Yes, I think it's Gregory.
There's those I guess condo office units there.
Yes.
On the side.
And there's in the parking lot at the front has been for, well, as long as I've been in Pensacola, which is over 22 years now, the white Rolls Royce has sat in the parking lot adjacent to the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's become a landmark. As you drive off the bridge, you see the Rolls there, and sort of everything's okay, everything's right.
Right,
the
exactly.
Rolls is there, and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
John Lennon is watching over us.
Right, exactly.
And so I must admit that when I came across the bridge when the Rolls wasn't there, it did leave a void.
It did.
You just expected to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's become part of Pensacola.
It's been parked sort of near that Pelican right there in the parking
yeah.
lot.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for a long
exactly.
time. It's a testament to the engineering and the quality build on that car, because it's been sitting in the hot Pensacola sun for years and years and years.
Yes.
And it just now is getting a paint job. So, but yeah, it's shiny and new. It looks amazing. You've of course seen the inside, the interior of that car.
Yes. Yes.
Many times. I have not yet.
Yes. So. Well, I didn't stop, to inspect. I don't know if anything was done with the inside, but the inside was not in great condition.
Okay.
I'll do that. I'll stop by.
You should do an expose.
Give a report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, if I remember back, the first article that we did in Pensacola Magazine was probably 20 years ago.
Wow.
And we reported the whole story that allegedly
mm-hmm.
that it was owned by John Lennon.
100% maybe.
Well, I prefer to believe that it.
Yeah, it could have been. You don't know. We don't know.
As I think I've said before, I'm a great believer in not letting facts get in the way of a good story.
Right. Yes. Yes. And the whole.
But
reason,
don't take that to mean that it's not
right.
John Lennon's, because we don't know 1,000% for sure.
No.
But again, I prefer to believe it.
Yeah, and the reason for this is. Just because there are pictures online that I have actually found of John Lennon standing in front of a car that looks identical.
Yes.
And there were some artifacts found in the trunk at some point.
There was a John Lennon T-shirt and some other things found under the seat. And,
interesting.
Which would lead you to believe that it was
right
owned by John Lennon.
Mm-hmm. If anybody has ever been inside of a van that a band travels in, there's usually merch and things like
and,
that.
And Lord
out.
Knows what.
And other things that you need a black light to see.
Yes.
437-1620. Join the conversation. I've got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio, ballingerpublishing.com. Man, we're right in the thick of summer season. So kids are out of school. People are coming into town for all of our events.
Yes,
it's starting to heat up.
I was amazed. I went to Perdido Key to eat on Saturday evening, mm-hmm. and I was amazed by all the out of state plates. We really are into full swing.
We are. Yeah, lots of Tennessee plates. Of course, Arkansas, Alabama.
Yeah,
Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's not a far drive for an amazing beach like this. I actually saw. And talking about the Beatles as well, I just recently got back on Facebook last year in order to moderate some of the pages for News Radio and for Pep Talk. Check out Pep Talk on Facebook, by the way. Mm-hmm. The little short reels that they do, the little short, you know, 30-second, 1-minute clips that you can kind of cycle through and spend all day watching, a lot of video that I've never seen before of the Beatles when they're writing their songs, when they're talking, when they're just hanging out, especially when they're doing the rooftop concert and their rehearsals for that. All of that's come out now. Mm. And they're cutting them up in these little short little snippets, and it's just so fascinating. But it's just been a trend to watch these little short videos. And one of them popped up the other day, and it's a woman, and she's like saying the biggest secret, you know, in the world for beaches is right here in Florida, and it shows a little pin mark right on Navarre, right on the protected seashore part between Navarre and Pensacola.
Oh.
And they do a whole video on it showing the sand and showing the water, and it just looks gorgeous. So it's the HGTV effect. People are going to start, you know, once it's on social media and an influencer gets behind it and says, hey, this is cool, come do this, they're all going to start coming down here. So look for that. Look for a lot of, people taking photos and selfies.
Okay.
It's going to happen. I'm just warning you.
So. Okay.
But yeah, social media is definitely, they have found out about us. So they're coming.
Anyway.
Yes.
Back to John Lennon.
Yes.
I don't know that everybody should rush down there to look at it, but when you're going past, if you can just pull in and just take a look at it.
Yeah.
I think Jim would get a big kick out of that.
Right, right. Well, thank you, Jim Reeves, for painting that up and getting it restored back. I hope the interior is planned as well. That'd be great to see that in the magazine one day.
You know, okay. It is time to do a follow-up article mm-hmm. about the paint job, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We just did, actually, a article on Jim Reeves in Coming of Age, the Council on Aging Seniors mm-hmm. magazine.
Yes.
About Jim and his life story.
Right.
Fascinating man. Had a
very,
really, really varied and colorful, interesting life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to say the least.
And been a prominent politician and businessman in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. Very. I've got to know him reasonably well over the years. Mm-hmm. And I must say, he's a very kind man. And he's been really, really generous to the community.
Yes. And speaking of the Council on Aging, they're having their senior chill out on Friday, June 7th at area Lowe's stores. You can go by Fairfield Drive, Airport Boulevard, 9 Mile Road, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, and Highway 90 in Pace from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can go in there and, we're encouraging people to help seniors who experience dangerous health complications as a result of the stifling summer heat here in Pensacola. You can donate AC units or fans or monetary contributions. Find out more at newsradio923.com about that Council on Aging. Because, yeah, it's going to be a hot one. It's going to be a stormy one, I think. They're really predicting a bad storm season. So hopefully the paint job on the Rolls Royce will not be damaged. We will not have any bad effects from that this year. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. What are you getting out and doing this week? Let us know. It's the News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Jake Walker. I'll be right back after this.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the Farm Fresh Dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Feeling a little cheesy? Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. 850-437-1620 if you want to call or text in. We've been getting some calls and texts about the Rolls-Royce parked over on Bayfront. Lots of urban legends and
yeah, the legend about this. Grows so here.
It does. It does.
Was it Bob from Pensacola called in?
Bob from Pensacola.
Has an interesting story.
Yeah. He said he's lived here his whole life. He's always heard that Phyllis Diller once owned the car, came down here on vacation with it. It broke down and she left it here in town, didn't have time to fix it. And I guess somebody maybe local had picked it up from her. That's his story. Now, she could have gotten it from John Lennon.
Yes.
Because she was...
That would make sense.
Yeah. Is the time period... That's about the right time, wouldn't it be?
Phyllis
Diller, yeah. Maybe?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
So I have a little Phyllis Diller story.
Oh, cool. Yeah, let us know.
I don't know how many years ago. It was probably 10 years ago. We interviewed her for Coming of Age. Mm. And Kelly was doing the interview, and her office was like two or three offices away. And she had Phyllis Diller on the telephone on the loudspeaker. Mm. And I was three offices away, and I could hear Phyllis Diller like she was next to me. That piercing voice went straight through the walls.
Yes. Yeah. So was it a good interview? I'm taking it. She's just
She was actually very funny lady, but also you know sometimes when you listen to the conversation you really get the feeling that there was not a lot of pretense and she was genuinely a nice person. I got that feeling.
Doesn't take herself too seriously.
Well, as you know, sometimes people who become famous take themselves very seriously. But she seemed to be down to earth.
Very nice. Speaking of being down to earth, have you heard of earthing? Do you know what that is?
Earthing, no.
Also called grounding.
Grounding.
It's literally in like electrical terms. You're actually grounding yourself to the earth. And some people actually do it with electrical wires from the earth. But it's just basically putting your feet on actual soil. You know, you think about with synthetic rubber soled shoes, and we live in, you know, concrete and tile homes, and, you know, we're always insulated from Mother Earth. So we're not actually making physical skin contact with the earth. And there's like an electric phenomena going on there that we're missing out on. So, but if, yeah. So
it's okay.
Yeah. But a lot of people are going to be
different
earthing.
Strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
I'm fine.
Some people, you know, they feel a little down and out, so they take their shoes off and take a walk. Yeah, and
you wouldn't find me standing on Mother Earth with no shoes on.
Right. Yeah. There's ants out there.
Yeah.
But people are definitely going to be doing some earthing on the beach and other areas for this summer. We've got all these summer festivals and concert series going on.
Yeah, actually, I said to you in the break that I ran out of the office without a copy of Downtown Crowd.
Yeah, but luckily,
a little bit late.
We can find it online at BallingerPublishing.com.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we got bands on the beach, blues on the bay, bands on the Blackwater, bands on the bayou. Do they still do tunes by the dunes in Navarre?
I don't know.
I haven't heard of that in sure
I'm
yet.
Just searching the article myself here.
Yeah.
We should mention, of course, that these concerts are free.
Yes. Yep. Especially bands on the beach. That's such a great venue. Golly, it's so awesome. Perfect time of night to go see a show right there on Pensacola Beach.
Blues by on the Bay is one of my favorites. I think that amphitheater and the you just sort of take your chair and sit on the grass and listen. I think my favorite.
Yep.
You've also got a nice view of the bay. But for some reason, I think the acoustics somehow seem to be, I don't know why, because it's an open space pretty much, but the acoustics seem to be good.
Right.
Maybe it's the shape of the slope or whatever.
Could be the slope of the roof. It could be just, you know, having a good sound company, you know, just having guys that know how to. Mixing audio for especially an outdoor live venue, that's hard to do. It's hard to get it to sound right. I know. I've tried, and I gave up. It's really, really hard to do. So thank you for the people that go out and do that. But, yeah, take your lawn chairs down there, and when the Sunday evenings when the Blue Wahoos are away, you can pack your picnic basket, lawn chairs, head out there to it's a Hunter Amphitheater. Yeah,
is what it's called.
Yeah. So concerts begin at 6. They're free, open to the public, all ages. It's going to be a family event. And if you want to take your shoes off while you're sitting there on the grass, do some earthing. Might help. Absorb some of those electrons through the earth into your feet.
Just
it might
don't
help.
Absorb some of those ants.
Yeah, exactly.
Those fire ants.
Yeah, man, those are bad. If you've ever been bitten by a fire ant here in Pensacola, man, that really stings. So talking to Malcolm Ballinger, BallingerPublishing.com. Check out all these publications, Pensacola Magazine, Downtown Crowd, Coming of Age, we mentioned earlier, Military Matters. I mean, that's awesome. How long have you been here in Pensacola? We've talked about this before.
Yeah, about 22 years.
22 years, yeah.
It seems like I've been here forever. Mm-hmm. I feel part of Pensacola. Pensacola's changed a lot in 22 years. So.
Right.
I think we were talking a few weeks ago about how the downtown was pretty much a ghost town 22 years ago. Just a few little stores that went in and out of business, a lot of boarded up stores. Mm-hmm. Made a lot of progress since. We have also talked about maybe we've progressed too far in terms of bars.
Right.
Maybe we've become too much of an entertainment district. But that's a whole different subject.
You mentioned on the last show that they did hand down some tickets for loud noises downtown ordinances.
Yes. And I have noticed it is much, much better.
Awesome.
In fact, the only one that I've heard was my office is on the corner of Garden and Jefferson Street, and one was sitting outside waiting at the light with one of those, I was going to say silencer, but they're not a silencer,
no.
Lack of silencer,
right?
Making a noise, you know, shaking the building almost. Mm. But that's the only one I've heard. Down on Palafox Street, fortunately.
Right.
So, good for downtown. We get rid of that.
Yes. Let's see here. I was looking at the Blues on the Bay concert lineup here. I guess the next one would be June the 30th because we just had one last night. Goldmine played. Mm-hmm. So the next one will be the Blenders on June 30th. That'll be cool. Very, very cool. So go check that out. We're going to take another quick commercial break real quick. 437-1620. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to ballingerpublishing.com to see all of his publications and to hear what we're talking about right here on the show. We'll be right back after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section, On the Market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Father's Day, Beer Fest, dinner with strings attached, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Jake Walker. I've got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio right now. Go by ballingerpublishing.com and check out all of his publications and keep up on what's going on here in Pensacola. What do you got on schedule this week? What are you getting into?
Actually, I haven't even thought about this week. Mm. I think I have a function on Thursday or Friday. Mm. You know, I haven't had a chance to look in my... I still keep a paper calendar. I'm an old-fashioned guy.
I do too.
And one of the jobs when I get back to the office is look at what I have on for the rest of the week, and then sort of worry about it one week ahead.
Yep. Just take it a day at a time.
A day at a time.
All right. Thank you, Malcolm. Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.